The way that many male members of parliament win elections in Solomon Islands is by cultivating ties to constituencies and by providing evidence to people living within those constituencies that they're capable of providing material assistance or that they're likely to provide that sort of assistance that they win. It's harder for women to do that because they often don't possess the money that men have, and it's harder for them to build ties with people such as chiefs and community leaders. But I think donors could potentially help with that over the long term.
We do have one woman MP in the Solomon's Parliament right now, Frieda Tuki. She's currently Minister for Rural Development. She owns a logging company. I mean, is that the sort of influence that you're talking about?
No, obviously that's something that the logging company was helpful to her because it gave her a lot of money. And donors can't intervene in that direct kind of way in aiding women's standing by simply giving them a lot of money to use in their campaigns. But what they could do is help women candidates over a longer term, I think, prospective women candidates, strong women leaders, by enabling them to engage in aid projects and by sort of enabling them to earn a reputation as someone who helps through those aid projects.
So what role can men play in achieving the sort of aims you're setting out there for women if there are to be more female MPs in Solomon Islands, and will they be prepared to do that?
Yeah, I think it's quite possible that donors could intervene in this way, and certainly they already run projects such as the community development project that's run by the World Bank in Solomon Islands that could be quite easily adapted to bring women into the fold and enable women to sort of enhance their standing within rural constituencies.
And in terms of things like special measures, women-only seats in Parliament, where do you stand on that? A good idea or not?
Yes, yeah, definitely. Definitely setting aside some reserve seats for women is a good idea. The trouble is to do that, you have to get sitting members of Parliament to vote in favour of changing the rules so that there are reserved seats for women. And while governments, the last two or three governments have said that they have favoured that, there's been no action whatsoever, no tangible action whatsoever from the politicians in Parliament, the male politicians, to enact any sort of legislation of this sort.
There is an interesting dynamic going on here in Solomon Islands, though, isn't there? Because on the one hand, there are maybe the cultural difficulties of getting men on side to support women who want to go into Parliament. But on the other hand, the anecdotal evidence, indeed the evidence itself from the last election, would suggest that women are not all that keen on voting for women candidates where they stand.
Yeah, and part of the trouble here is, and we should never sort of, lull ourselves into the sense that it's going to be an easy job assisting women candidates, because there are other challenges, such as the fact that women within families are often expected to follow the head of the male leader of the family and who to vote for. So if the male head of the family decides to vote for a particular candidate, women will often be expected to vote for that candidate too. So those are very real challenges as well. I think if women were freer to choose who to vote for in Solomon Islands, you'd see more support from women for women candidates. However, there are some constraints in that area.
So do you believe that this is just a question of incremental change, that the number of women MPs will gradually rise over time, or does something more dramatic have to be done to bring about that change?
I don't think that of its own accord the number of women members of Parliament will rise over time. In the analysis I undertook, women candidates were actually slowly but surely becoming less competitive vis-a-vis male candidates. So certainly there needs to be some sort of intervention to promote change. Even if donors come up with the right formula for promoting change, though, it would then be a slow incremental change, definitely. You're not going to see Solomon Islands turn into Sweden in a hurry.